Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, everyone. Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com. As we approach the top of the hour, we can see the excitement building with children around the world. Joining me now to explain that is Elf Darlene Patuti of the North Pole Post Office. Darlene, how does the post office know that kids out there are excited?
We can tell by the type of mail coming into the North Pole, which at this hour is just amazing.
Well, what do you mean?
The mail, whether it is written by hand or is a text or an email or whatever, has to go somewhere, and that's the job of the North Pole Post Office, to get the mail to where it is supposed to go. Right now, kids are just really sending about two kinds of messages. The kind for Santa, like wish lists and stuff like that, or the kind about Santa, like where he is now and when will he get to my house. We're getting more of that kind of mail right now.
Okay, I think I understand. But what do you mean when you say you can see the excitement?
Well, like everyone else out there, we have a big map we're using today. But ours is a little different. From this map, we can see where the mail is coming from. Right now, for example, it is very early Christmas Eve morning in the eastern parts of North America. That part of the map is kind of white looking, meaning there isn't much mail coming from there. But when we look at a place like Hong Kong or Manila, the map is red, meaning kids there are sending mail like crazy. They must be getting ready for bed where the map is red.
Fascinating stuff there, Darlene. Thank you for that report. We wish the North Pole Post Office lots of luck this Christmas Eve. From the North Pole News Desk in Toronto, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.